At the Absolute Monastery, we have many tanks. We have tanks for all purposes. Tanks for all purposes and for all uses and for all possibilities, and they're just lots of fun. We have one tank that's called I Like Me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And it's probably the largest tank we have here at the monastery. And everyone who visits the monastery goes to the tank to fill up their I like me attitude about themselves. And they fill up their I like me attitude from the I like me tank, and they work on this every day. Every moment of every day they say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. They sing it, they talk it, they live it. Now, it's a very effective tank, and people who choose to draw upon that tank, that source, are always rewarded handsomely, beautifully, wonderfully. Their lives are filled with all that is good and everything ideally done for them. Now, we have other tanks at the Absolute Monastery. We have the tank of unconditional love. We have the tank of abundance. We have the tanks of independent wealth. We have the tank of harmony and happiness, and many, many others. Now, when people come to the Absolute Monastery, they come usually with a desire to fill up in one area of their life. And that area is blessed and benefited by their being here. Because they go to the tank of unconditional love, and they fill themselves up with unconditional love. Now, when people come here, they sometimes bring along the past, they bring along the negatives, they bring along the condition that they're seeking to leave off, and that takes up a lot of room on their inner tank. It takes up a lot of room on their inner being, and they're saying, I don't like me, I don't have everything I want, I'm not healthy, I'm not a delightful person. And all these thoughts keep the tank filled so they cannot put in the I like me attitude or unconditionally loving attitude. And you would think that before they would come to the monastery, they would learn to release all of those negative attitudes that kept them from experiencing what they wanted to experience. And then they come here and they begin to tank up on the experiences that they want to experience, on the happiness, the harmony, the joy, on all that is good and beautiful. And they want to experience it so that that's all they have in their mind. Now, why is it that they revert to thinking about the negative things that they had before they came here? Why is it that they revert to thinking about those things that are no longer desirable in their life? Well, habit, for one thing. We live in a world of habit, and this world of habit forces us to experience again and again and again things that might not be beneficial for us. Now, how do we get away from that world of habit? How do we get into the new world of the new habit, of the new way, of the new delight we have in our heart? The way we get into it is by just letting our minds lie fallow, with nothing in our mind, nothing in our heart, nothing in our thinking, except that which we wish to put there. I am independently wealthy. I like me. I am unconditionally loving. Whatever thought we like to put. Now, putting all the thoughts is not bad, but it is not necessarily beneficial. If you're going to take your car in for a tune-up, you don't necessarily check all the body parts and check all the wheels and check all this and check all that. You check the engine. If you're going to have your tires taken care of, you check your tires. Whatever you're going to have taken care of, you check it and you have it done perfectly. If you allow yourself to be concerned about everything, then you generally get nothing. Now you can say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and that covers everything for you. But the thing is, Do you have the patience with yourself? Do you have the fortitude of saying to yourself continuously, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? If you do, that's great. And that's what the tanks at the Absolute Monastery are all about. Everyone who comes here comes with a special interest in a special tank. And they are led to those tanks within themselves. They're led to those tanks on how to fill them and how to live them and how to express them. And then they go back into their own world, living in this new attitude about themselves. And their lives are now filled with the octane best for their operation, best for their management of themselves, and best for all in the world. Think on these things because they truly work. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.